We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top end of a line. The first word of the line is V'notzchum, we're starting at the end of that line. It says the Pasuk in Shoftim, this is after the story of Pelegash Begiva. Pelegash Begiva was a story where some people from the city Giva, which was in Shevet B'Yamin, they did a terrible Nevala, a terrible Maizah Znus, and the B'nai B'Yamin didn't want to take care of this culprit. And therefore, the other Shvatim went to war against B'Yamin, and they killed out a lot of the whole Shevet B'Yamin. All that was left in the whole Shevet B'Yamin was 600 men. That was all that was left. And it turned out that they were the Yarshim of this Nachla of B'Yamin, 600 men, it was over 10,000 people, and now it was blown to 600 people, which was a lot of people, which was a very small amount of people and a lot of property for each person. So a small amount of people and a lot of property for each person. Now, if you have a fellow that goes to a daughter of the Yerusha, so then there's going to be a problem that the daughter might get married out of the Shevet, and she'll bring a huge piece of B'Yamin out of the Shevet. Why didn't you make a takana that for that generation they should go back to the Isser of marrying other Shvatim? Zokta Mashal, you couldn't do that because there was very few Shaduchim, only 600 men left. So, and there weren't that many families. So you have to give the ladies opportunities for Shaduchim, they have to go to other Shvatim. So therefore, we had to misaken something in Hilchas Yerusha. And therefore, what did they do? So the Pasuk says, Vayomru Yerushas Pleita L'Bayamin V'Leimacha Shevet Mi'Yisrael. They were misaken that Yerusha of the people who left Shevet Mi'Yamin were only for the Banim and not for the daughters. And this way, V'Leimacha Shevet Mi'Yisrael. What did they do? What did the Quran they did? Amar Rav Yitzchak, the Rebbe Ami, Melamed Shehisnu Al Shevet Mi'Yamin Shlei Tirash Bas HaBenim Achim. Like we just mentioned the Gemara before, that if you have five boys and one boy is nifter and that boy has a daughter, that we'll call it a brother. That brother has a daughter. So there's only four brothers left, and one of the brothers who's not alive, the fifth brother, has a daughter. So when the father dies, which is this girl's grandfather, so really that daughter takes one fifth of the Yerusha. Why? Because her father is one of the brothers, and she's still alive. The nice love God. But in this dar, in this story, Bav Yamin made a hefker with the power of hefker and bezna of hefker. They were misakin that such a daughter did not get the Yerusha. Did not get a Yerusha of her father. The potential Yerusha of her father was not alive. She did not get it because was scared she might marry out. Now the Rashbam speaks out. Let's say one of these people from Yamin only had a daughter and didn't have sons. So then, of course, that daughter would get a Yerusha because we don't want the nechassim to leave the family. But here there was other brothers. That's what other brothers from that family got. But if they only had a daughter, then the daughter would get it. And then you'd have to be careful to marry in the family. So we brought down this pasuk with the pshat of the pasuk just because we mentioned before that a daughter whose father is one of the brothers who's not alive gets Yerusha and the grandfather. We said in this specific case, the Misakin, are they Hefker and Hefker, that daughter did not get Yerusha together with the father, together with the father's brothers. Only the father's brothers got the grandfather's Yerusha, but not that daughter who really should get because of her father. In this case, they didn't allow it because we were scared she's going to marry out and take a huge chunk of Chelek B'Yamon with her. So the Mar Vayta, Shtikel Agarata. Amar Rabbi Yechonam Moshe Moshe Mechai. Rechaz is Moshe Moshe Mechai, his Rebbe. Kol She'inoi Meniach Ben Liyarishoi. Anyone who does not leave over a son, a Ben Zachar, a son who's Yerushim, that's a sign. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mali Alav Evra. Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him. How do we know that? Ksiv Hacha, it says here in the Pasuk, Vavartem Esnach Losai. It says in the Pasuk, Vavartem Esnach Losai Labita. There was no sons who goes to Labita. Losan Vahavartem. Ksiv Hosam, it says, the Gabi, the Losa Lavi, the Din Losa Lavi, it says in the Pasuk, Tzafanya, Yoim Evra Yemahu. That day is a Yoim that Hashem will be angry at the Chatoim. Kav Yachal, be angry at the Chatoim. And it'll give Einchen. So you see, Evra is lashon of sinna, of anger, and therefore, here also we are learning from there. Shem Yechai is darshening that just like the lashon of the Rashbam learns, Mali al Evra means the first Yechai Maklamas Sinai Yisai. Hashem hates him. If he's not leaving him with a zachar, we darshen this psukim v'habartem and Yem Evra that it's not a good sign for him. It means Hashem's angry at him. So Mar brings another pasuk, another drasha, similar type of drasha. It says in the pasuk where David Davin that Kadosh Baruch Hu should take care of the enemies. He says in the pasuk of this, "Asher ein chalifois lomay." That's what the pasuk says. The complete pasuk is Yishma keil v'ya'aneim v'yoyshev kedem sela. Asher ein chalifois lomay v'lo yaru elikim. And we darshan in the pasuk, "Asher ein chalifois lomay." He does not leave chalifois of leaving someone in his place. He does not leave someone in his place v'lo yaru elikim. Why? Because he did not fear Hashem. So there's people who don't get anyone to replace them if they didn't fear Hashem. What are we talking about? So it's machlekes. Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Shimon Levi argue. We're not sure who says what, but they argue. Chad Amar, one of them say that the pasuk is talking about Kol She'enim Niach Ben. Someone who does not leave over a chalifa, a replacement, a son, but mockim him, then is a sign he's not a Yorei Elikim. Chad Amar, the Oman Yama says Kol She'enim Niach Talmud. Someone does not leave over a student like on like himself, then it's also a raya that he's not a Yorei Elikim. And he didn't want to teach Torah to other people. He's not a Yorei Elikim. So the Gemara now wants to figure out which one is Rabbi Yechonon Shita, which is Shimon Levi Shita. So the Gemara says, Testayim, I'll bring a right from a famous Maisa of Rabbi Yechonon. Testayim, Rabbi Yechonon is the one of the Amar Talmud. He's the one that said Talmud. Because he must hold, if you don't leave a son, you're still called a tzaddik. Why? The Amar Rabbi Yechonon said, he used to go around, whenever he used to go Menachem Avos someone, and they were not doing well, he used to bring the bone, it says, Dain Garmi Dasira Abir. He brought the bone of his 10th son. He buried 10 children. And seems like his Gemara, he didn't leave over any children. And he used to go around saying, this is the bone of my 10th child. The Rosh Hashanah actually has a riche, says it wasn't a bone, because a bone is Mekabel Tumah, you bring a Tumah's mace. And the Rosh Hashanah says it was a shein, it was a tooth. And a tooth is not Mekabel Tumah, I am the Rosh Hashanah. So he used to bring around this bone or tooth from the 10th child. Now, if it was considered not a good thing that a person does not leave over Ben Zachar, Rav Yechon would not have advertised that by going to every Shiva house and telling everyone he didn't left over no sons. Because it says in the Pasuk that the Gemara darshans that you should not mefarsim yichatam. It says in the Pasuk, Ashri nosu pesha kisu chata. It prays with the person who covers his averis. Don't advertise the averis. So it must be, he held that there was nothing wrong with that. I, the Pasuk Khalifa Slama, he's the one who must be darshaning that is Talmud, Testayim, Rabbi Yechonon Amar Talmud. He must say that Khalifas means a Talmud. You don't leave a Talmud, it's a sign he's not really Kim. So the Gemara makes a process illumination. So if Rabbi Yechon is one who said Talmud, then I mean, who said that in Khalifa Slama, Layor Kim, who's that? Who said that's referring to a son? It must be Shimon Levi. Rabbi Yechon Amar Talmud, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amar Ben. It must be Shimon Levi holds Ben. For anything Gemara, but also can't be. But Rabbi Shimon Levi, Azalei Beit Tamya. Shimon Levi never went to Menachem Avil. The Rashbam says he didn't vatal Torah to go to the Ma'avil on someone unless it was a very unfortunate situation. Ella lebein man the shachol lebani. Someone died without any sons. The Chassid says a pasuk, bechu bechay lahaylech. Go cry for the one who's Hailech. I don't know if you don't know what Rabbi's Hailech mean. It means Lahailech Le Ben Zachar, someone who left this world without a Ben Zachar. So it means he's to go be Menachem of people. Those people were considered Rasham. He would not be Menachem with them. So you see, he holds that the Pasuk, Eich Aliv Islam, he must be talking about Talmud, because if he's talking about a Ben, that means they're called Vilayar or Elikim. He wouldn't have gone Menachem Abel. So it's a problem. It's a steer over here. It's a problem. They both seem like that they are fine when not having a Ben Zachar. And the only Pshat in the Drasha is Talmud. So which one said that Drasha? So the Gemara, Yalam must be Rav Shimon Levi, Amar Talmud, he's a Talmud. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Amar Talmud, Rav Yechonon Amar Ben, Kash Rav Yechonon, Rav Yechonon, Stira Rav Yechonon, Rav Yechonon, because he used to go around with the bone of his 10th child. And for the Gemara, like Kash, Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbi. About they both agree. Both agree having no sons does not mean a person's a Rasha. And therefore, Rav Yechonon walked around with the bone, and Rav Shimon Levi went to Menachem of those people. And they both hold really Talmud. One of them said, doesn't leave a Ben Kamaisai. That's Rabbi Yechonon Hashem is Rabbi. You don't find Rabbi Yechonon said, he says Rabbi Yechonon Hashem Levi, he says Rabbi Yechonon Hashem is Rabbi. Zokter Rishonim, you know who his Rabbi was? Rabbi Yechonon Ben Zakkai. We said Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi. We just said before in the Gemara 4 that Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi said, Rabbi Yechonon said, Shem Shimon Yechoi, call me Shem Nech Ben Zakkai Yarshoi, because Baruch Mali Love Evra. So that was the Shito held that it's a bad sign, and he was saying that b'shem that Rebbe. But rather he held that it was not a riot, there's not a Yorei Elikim. Now the Gemara is going to bring down some drashas of Rav Pinchas ben Chama, because it has shaychis to leaving a Ben Kamaisa, and because that will bring two more drashas. So the simon to remember these three drashas, Pinchas ben Chama, are Hadad, Ani, and Chacham. So the first one is Hadad. Darsha Pinchas ben Chama, Yechsev says in the Pasuk, Pasuk in Malachim, Vadad Shomim Mitzrayim, Adad, who was in Mitzrayim, he held He heard Kishachav David Avaisav, that David died with his fathers. Mechimez Yoav Saratov, and Yoav Saratov also died. So the Shail is, why does it say David Shachav and Meis Yoav? Say both Meis, or both Shachav. So I think I'm going to play Mad with David Avaisav Shiva, which is a more refined Lashon. Ubi Yoav Nemrabai Misa, it says Misa, as Mar says, David Shiniach Ben Nemrabai, he left the Ben afterward, left Shlomo HaMelech, so it's Kilu, he didn't die. Nemrabai Shiva, it's like he went to sleep. He didn't die. But Yoav, Shlainiach Ben, he didn't leave over his son, Nemrabai Misa. He did not leave over his son, so it says Misa. Great thing, Gemara, Yoav did leave over his son. The Yoav leniach ben, Marich is in the pasuk, Bnei Yoav avad demichil. It says Bnei Yoav was avad demichil, left over his son. So I think, Gemara, no, I'll tell you pshat. El David sheniach ben kamoisoy, a ben just as big as him, never by Shriva. It says Loshon Shriva. But Yoav's son wasn't as big as him. Yoav's leniach ben kamoisoy, never by Loshon Misa. It says Loshon, never by Misa. It says Loshon of Misa because he did not leave over his son. So that's the first drasha of Pinchas Mechama, has to do with leaving over sons. And the Gemara is coming out. If you don't leave a son kamaisa, it would say Misa. If you leave a son kamaisa, it would say Shriva. Nacha drasha from Rav Pinchas Mechama. Drasha Pinchas Mechama. Kosha anis shabayse, poverty in the house, shal adam yaisa, is harder, and it's a bigger yisurim, than chamisha makis, than 50 makis. Shnam is possible by Eob. Chanuni. It says, have a chonas miyatim reyayim. Friends, have a chonas miyatim. Ki yad alika nagabi. Because the hand of Hashem hit me. And what does that mean? We'll see in a second. The drasha is because it says by the makas etzbalakim, which is one finger and it's 10 makas. So ayat is 5, it's 50 makas. So we'll see in a second. So he said, "Have rechmanas me, I got 50 makas." His friend said, "Shomer, I'll help teifan ha'oven. Be careful not to do any more averis." Because that's why you're going to get, if you don't be careful, you're going to get bigger Yisurim, you get Oini. So you see that the Yisurim of Oini is stronger than Makkah. So be careful and don't get the Oinish of Oini. That's what they're telling. Be careful, don't name more Averics. And Eiv Taka did not get Oini. Like Rashbam and Tap Taisus speaks out clearly. I'll read Tap Taisus. Taisus says, Toiv Lach Makkah's Lol Masha Yisa Oini. The Asha Haya. You find that Eiv was still an Asha. It seems that Hipsit Eiv, Ella Behemoth, it only lost his Behemoth. Of Karkoyas, Vichesa Vazov, Hipsit. He did not lose his Karkoyas, Vichesa Vazov, did not lose. And therefore, he was still not an Oini. And they were telling him, be careful, don't do any Averis, because he might land up being an Oni, which is worse than the Yad Elikim. And Yad is 50 Makis, because Etzba was 10 Makis, but it says by Mitzrayim, Etzba Elikim. And this is 5 times that, is 50 Makis. Darush, I'm going to ask you, Kasha Esfel Akim was by Kenan, one Makkah, it's a Kasha of a Drasha. But this is the Drasha that the Rishbam explained, that's 50 Makkahs. Darush, Pinchas Bar Chama, Kol Sheyesh Lo Echoyla B'Shech Beisai, anyone who has a Echoyla in his house, you know what he should do? Yelech Atz Chacham, go to the Rebbe, go to the Chacham, to the Tzaddik, Vivakash Barach, Mom Dam Fiyush, Nem says in the Pasuk, Chamas Melech Malach Yemavis, Chamas Melech means if the Hashem shows anger by making someone sick, and that's Hamas Melech. Hainu Tzar Shabaloi Chemam Eis HaMokim, which that's what I'm reading in Rashbam. Malachi HaMokim is an Echel Shnet Lomos. If he gets sick, Hashem gets angry, he gets sick, and he's close to dying. V'ish Chacham Yichaprena. The Ish Chacham will wipe it away and save him from this terrible machlah.